Welcome to Start What's Next with Shelby, where we explore making small changes that matter, understanding what's important to you, and embracing creativity in shaping your life. My name is Shelby, and I'm here to help by sharing practical tips and inspiring stories. Join us on this journey as we discover how even tiny steps can lead to big transformations, making life better one change at a time. Be sure to subscribe, follow, and tune in every other week to discover the next micro step towards your personal transformation. Let's do this together. Hello, hello. Today, we are going to dive in to how each one of us can contribute to a more sustainable community. I know a couple episodes ago, I was talking about how it's like slowing down on the farming and, you know, this season was looking a little different. And that is still true. However, I got a lot of feedback from that, what do you mean? Like, are you changing everything? No, I'm just slowing down on the farming, but the sustainable practices are still in full effect. So I wanted to take a few moments today and talk about how sustainability starts in our own backyard. And I want to give you some practical thoughts on how things we do at home actually improve the communities and the world that we live in. So whether you're in a bustling city or in a quiet rural town while you're listening to this, there is always something you can do to make a positive impact. So first, let's talk about what we mean by local sustainability. It's kind of a often used phrase. Some people will call it a buzzword. But really what it comes down to, it's about maintaining the health and viability of our immediate environment, our backyards, our neighborhoods, and our local ecosystems. This involves everything from reducing waste and conserving water to supporting local wildlife and promoting green spaces. Local sustainability means making choices that reduce our ecological footprint right where we live, aka in our own backyards. It's about creating a balance to allow human activities to coexist with nature. This includes like using fewer resources, generating less waste, and protecting our local wild habitats. I think the first and most important step is reducing waste. And I want to give you a couple practical examples on how to do this. First, composting. Now, your local city or county may have a composting bin that you can get where they take all of your stuff and make composting available. It might be that you have a composting container in your yard. For me, I actually have a composting container in my garden beds. So after I have a meal, instead of scraping it down the disposal or in a garbage can, I just scrape the plates right into the outdoor composting area. So by turning my food scraps and yard waste into compost, this will reduce landfill waste and it enriches the soil. Composting can be done in all the ways that I talked about. And for me, my little in-bed composting bins actually are food for my worms. We'll save the worm stories for another day. The other thing is composting not only cuts down, but it gives that fuel for nutrient-rich soil. It is amazing how kitchen scraps can transform into something so beneficial. Another at-home thing that is really easy to do is making sure that you're recycling properly. In my community, I have a recycle bin. Within the bin, there's a sticker of what can and can't go in there. And it's important that you follow what your local community guidelines are, because what may be recyclable in one community, they may not have the facilities to recycle it in another. So make sure that if you don't know, that you ask. Ensuring you're recycling correctly by following your local guidelines can make sure that contaminated recycling does not end up in the wrong places. So rinse out your containers and avoid wish cycling by putting non-recyclables in the recycling bin. Another really important thing you can do is reduce single-use plastics. Make sure that you're putting your recyclable bags in your trunk. Make sure that you're taking your own bottles and containers. And make sure that you are doing your part to take instead of take from. In my community, many of the local stores offer discounts by bringing your own bags and your containers for bulk items. In fact, in other communities, some coffee shops will give you a price cut for using your own cup. So make sure that you ask if you can bring your own. Another step to having local sustainability is conserving water. Water conservation is crucial, especially in areas prone to drought. I live in a high desert. This is a hot issue in my town. So here are some things that I have done to help make sure that I'm conserving water. One thing that I do twice a year is I look for leaks in my house. A dripping faucet or running toilet can waste gallons of water daily. Fixing these leaks can save water and reduce your utility bills. Another practice that I also do is I look for efficient landscaping. One often overlooked item is using native plants in your garden. Where I live, being in a high desert, our native plants take a lot less water than something that is not suited for our environment. Make sure that you group plants with similar watering needs, and this will also help you avoid overwatering. Along with efficient landscaping, it's making sure that you have smart irrigation. Make sure that you're watering in the morning or late in the evening to reduce evaporation. Drip irrigation systems also are a really good way to save water because this directs the water directly to the plant roots and not the whole area. One of my favorite ways to embrace local sustainability is to support my local wildlife. Local wildlife plays a vital role in maintaining the balance of our ecosystems. A few things I do is I create habitats. I plant trees, shrubs, and flowers that provide food and shelter for local wildlife. I don't use pesticides, and I don't use anything that can harm the ecosystem. I'm also really good about installing bird feeders and baths. This can attract a variety of bird species, and it supports their survival and encourages biodiversity in the ecosystem. I'm also known for building insect hotels. I talk about my composters in my bed. Those are my warm havens. But I also find ways to build areas that attract pollinators like bees and allow space for like ladybugs. These insects are crucial for not only the pollination, but for pest control. By far, the most important thing you can do is to make a difference is by getting involved in your community. Many communities have environmental groups that focus on cleanups, tree planting, and conservation efforts. If none exist in your community, consider starting one. This could be even something as simple as removing litter from parks, beaches, trails, streets, and other places that you're just moving about through your day. It also helps keep our environment clean. Getting involved in the advocacy of local sustainability is another way to support. This could be anything from finding ways to improve your local recycling programs to the protection of green spaces. Lastly, education is the key. Share what you've learned about sustainability with your friends, families, neighbors, and inspire others by leading by example and to demonstrate the benefits of sustainable living. When we work together and share our knowledge, we create a ripple effect that can lead to significant positive changes. Everyone has a role to play, and every small action counts. Remember, this starts in our home, in our backyard, and it's another way to start small micro steps, which can lead to big change. Let's keep the conversation and continue to find new ways to support our local environments. Make it a great day.
Hello, friends. If you want to learn more about today's topic, follow along with my adventure, or explore more fascinating ideas, complete the link below to join my newsletter. Your curiosity and commitment to learning are what make this journey so rewarding. Thank you for growing with me. Until next time.